Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bracing for a nor'easter.
We're going to get out of town.
We'll see. We'll keep watching the news.
Military help for Ukraine.
Looking at ways we can accelerate the shipments that are to come.
Rancher's menu for better beef.
We're going to be creating a hybrid animal, more drought resistant.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a big winter storm is revving up to pound the Northeast. This woman in eastern Massachusetts is hunkering down with supplies.
Water, bologna, things that I can just open up and eat.
Her area could see blizzard conditions and more than a foot of snow. And in some towns, a manpower crunch could slow snow removal.
Right now, I have more pieces than people to drive it.
CBS's Mola Lenghi says New England could get the worst of it.
Here along the Massachusetts coastline, forecasters are predicting around 2 feet of snow. Now, coastal residents are boarding up their homes. Those who have boats are bringing in their boats. The winter blast could cause storm surge with some moderate flooding.
Stephanie Abrams of the Weather Channel has more on what's expected.
This could actually be one of the top five biggest snowstorms on record in Boston. The snow also goes down into places like Hartford, Connecticut, and you see the trail of it going all the way down the I-95 corridor. But it's not just the snow, because we could see winds near hurricane strength, 50, 60, maybe 70 mile an hour winds with this system. And in fact, this cold air is going to make its way all the way down into South Florida. And believe it or not, Miami has the potential to be the coldest it's been in over 11 years.
Overseas, Russia's foreign minister vows there will be no war, but Moscow will defend its interests as its troops surround Ukraine and the U.S. steps up military shipments. CBS's Holly Williams in Ukraine reports the country's president has spoken with President Biden.
A source tells CBS News that on that phone call, Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky asked the U.S. to tone down its rhetoric about an imminent invasion. The Ukrainian government has consistently been urging calm, seemingly because it knows that panic, people clearing out supermarket shelves, people fleeing the country, would be extremely destabilizing.
Now to Houston, where a suspect's under arrest after a wild chase and shootout that left three police officers wounded. Mayor Sylvester Turner.
All of their injuries are non-life-threatening. All three officers are in good spirits.
Police say it began with a stolen car and ended hours after the man barricaded himself inside a home. Jury selections beginning today in the trial of the only former Louisville police officer to face charges in connection with the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. She was shot and killed in her apartment in a botched raid nearly 2 years ago. Brett Hankison is charged with firing his weapon wildly into Taylor's neighbor's apartments. In Washington, CBS's Weijia Jiang tells us President Biden wants to announce his Supreme Court pick before the end of next month, a black woman, to replace the retiring Justice Stephen Breyer.
A simple majority vote is enough to confirm a nominee, and it looks promising for Mr. Biden. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said he's open to supporting someone more liberal than he.
As far as just a philosophical belief, no, that will not prohibit me from supporting somebody.
In Hong Kong, the COVID fight took a new and unexpected twist, as we hear from Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
Hong Kong health workers collected sacks of hamsters to be euthanized. The government ordered a mass cull after 11 COVID-infected hamsters were found at this pet store. And heartbroken Hong Kongers handed over their animals. Mr. Tsui, surrendering Marshmallow, hadn't had the heart to tell his kids. I just can't bring myself to do it yet, he said.
The Coast Guard has suspended its search off the eastern Florida coast hours after finding four additional bodies in the hunt for 39 people who were on an apparent smuggler's boat that capsized. 34 remain unaccounted for. The one man who did survive the ordeal is considered a victim and not a suspect. In Arizona, police say a 21-year-old hiker plunged to his death off a mountain east of Phoenix when he apparently slipped while taking a photo, falling hundreds of feet. A friend of Richard Jacobson says it's tragic.
He was an outdoorsman, hunter, hiker. I guess he did die doing what he loved to do.
Two decades of drought have taken a toll on America's ranchers. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has more on the innovative ways to try to save a way of life.
Daniel Sinton's family has raised cattle on this 18,000-acre ranch outside Paso Robles, California, for 140 years.
When you get so little rain, we're not able to grow grass and we're not able to feed the cattle. That means we end up having to sell them off.
How many of them did you have to sell off?
About 40%.
Industry analysts say a majority of California ranchers have had to sell at least some of their cattle because of the drought. But on a ranch in Winkelman, Arizona, one cattleman's herd is growing.
I'm trying to graze cattle without killing the earth.
Langdon Hill, a retired automotive safety engineer, is now trying to engineer a breed of cow better suited for the drought-ravaged West.
These are the Bremas. They have a hump, and that's part of their water storage characteristic.
Almost like a camel.
His goal is to breed Brahmins with Herefords, an English variety that's proven to be climate-adaptable while producing quality beef products.
We're going to be creating a hybrid animal. They're going to be a more drought-resistant and a better animal for an arid part of the world.
So they could produce food while consuming less.
Yes.
Jonathan Vigliotti, CBS News. Paso Robles, California.
Today's an important day for an unlikely TV star.
My name's Joe Exotic and this is Sarge.
Joe Exotic of the Netflix series Tiger King will learn today if a federal judge will reduce his sentence on a murder-for-hire conviction. His attorneys want him released from prison to deal with prostate cancer. The flamboyant zookeeper was sentenced 2 years ago to 22 years. Well, the Winter Olympics get underway next week in China, and there goes Team USA.
At LAX here in Los Angeles, more than 200 members of the U.S. team boarded a special flight for the trip across the Pacific. They were cheered and given a warm send-off by Delta Airline employees. Among those on the flight, America's great skier Michaela Schifrin. Also on board, the Flying Tomato, snowboarder Sean White. This will be his fifth Olympics. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Some off-the-court action last night in the NBA.
Carmelo and somebody in the stands are having words.
Yeah. Carmelo Anthony got into a heated exchange with a pair of Philly fans, eventually ejected for heckling the L.A. forward. Sixers big man Joel Embiid and a ref pulled Melo off another fan who wasn't asked to leave. He told reporters,
"Well, I'm cool with fans heckling, fans talking trash, cheering for their team, booing the other team. I'm all for that. But when you cross certain lines as a man, that's what you're going to see. That's what you're going to get."
Sixers won the game 105-87. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
An Idaho woman's plan to raise money for her DoorDash delivery man has gone better than she ever dreamed. More than $74,000 on GoFundMe has been raised for 71-year-old Carrie Judd. Annabelle Stevens was moved to do it when she saw him struggle to walk to make it to her door. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.